After three Bhoomi Pujas and a wait spanning over 20 years marked by broken promises, the residents of Santa Cruz West are finally set to receive their landscaped garden at the iconic Linking Road Junction. The proposed garden, covering 2,464 square meters, had, over time, turned into a large pigeon sanctuary, accumulating bird droppings and being used as a dump yard. On Sunday evening, the third groundbreaking ceremony was conducted, attended by MLA Advi Ashish Shelar and BMC Corporator Hetal Gala. Since this garden plot falls under the Slum Rehabilitation Authority, SRA, scheme, it was the responsibility of the concerned builders to develop it. In the past, numerous attempts were made to urge them to proceed, but without success. During this struggle, it was clear that the common citizen was suffering. After a five-year legal battle, we secured all the necessary permissions and are now moving forward with the garden plan, which will be completed in 3 months using private CRS funds, Shelar said. Hetal Gala shared that the circle garden will feature modern amenities such as a jogging track, an open-air gym, a volleyball court, and a designated area for senior citizens. The main highlight of this garden will be a large Miyawaki urban forest. Once completed, this garden will become a major landmark in the western suburbs, as it is strategically located, connecting Linking Road to SV Road and the Western Express Highway via the Milan flyover, Gala said. Local resident Dr. Vasant Shanoy mentioned that he personally met expert architects from M.S. Raheja Builders, who presented a detailed garden plan to the BMC, which was subsequently approved. The total cost of the project is estimated to be around 1.5 crore rupees, he added. We have been facing a serious problem with people feeding pigeons at the circle, and have made numerous attempts to address it. After several complaints, the BMC put up a board warning that a fine of 500 rupees would be imposed on anyone caught feeding pigeons. Within days, the board disappeared, said Puneet Singh, another local resident. Singh further revealed that two women in their society were admitted to the ICU due to respiratory illnesses caused by pigeon droppings. Additionally, two children developed severe breathing issues, prompting their families to sell their flats and relocate due to the deteriorating health conditions.